I am 17, and I have found one intimate affair with a man. Once, when we were making love in the car, we stopped in front of the public school, and I had attended it as a child. I remember now that I secretly laughed at the delight of how ironic it was. I tried to imagine myself as a child looking upon the situation. Perhaps because I was now doing something forbidden as a child. And you know what? It really excited me. My first masturbating experience was after I had read Candy. I still remember because I pretend that I was that little girl in the book. And for some time, I had an orgasm. I didn't know what it was then. But I soon found out. For a while, I was reaching an orgasm at least once a day. I would read a dirty book and then reread the lines in the head as I masturbated. After reading an unaccounted number of books, I began putting together my own stories or fantasies. Hence, here we are now. Off the cuff, I described some situations that used to turn me on. Being picked up on the corner while hitchhiking at night. Being raped by three guys, same situation. Only intercourse though. Willing with all three. Maybe a call girl with a good reputation. Being seduced while under the influence of drugs. Subject of social sexual experiments such as the Nazi war camps, intercourse with a dog, with a friend looking on, intercourse with my brothers, sex play, my father, sisters. In the fantasies involving a mother or father, they were not my own parents. Likewise, the faces of siblings were changed. A point which I find interesting because I do it inconsistently and unconsciously. Intercourse with my favorite teacher. You know, the list goes on. Many of my early fantasies involve some sort of sadism or masochism. But after I experienced the emotional side of lovemaking, these fantasies were quickly wore off. I found them really distasteful. Now have just as many favorite fantasies to choose from, but they all involve emotion, whether it be love or hate. Usually gentleness surrounds the feelings of my fantasies now. Being accepted in a coven of witches through their love rituals. I have read somewhere that making love with someone, especially that I've just met, with whom I've instantly gotten along really well, having an affair with my high school teacher, which I'm sure would not be a fantasy. If I give him a little bit of encouragement, all these fantasies are very close to reality. I've also had occasional lesbian fantasies. In them, I'm never a part of the action, but just the onlooker wishing I was there playing. In the past, I also find fantasies of orgies, and again, I would always be the passive partner. But I don't know. I think I want to be the more of an aggressor now. Now let's get into some emotions. When first thinking about a request for a sexual fantasy, I told myself, this doesn't really apply to me as far as I can remember. I've never fantasized. What woman has ever said that? But upon reflection, I realized I had disciplined myself to fantasize, but never realized I was getting essential thrill from it until now. I read a book on Roman orgies. Imagined having intercourse with a donkey. Having read a discount of what's such happening, but it quickly grew distasteful. Another fantasy I had several times. And usually when I'm afraid of having sexual intercourse, say after having a baby or during times of stress, sometimes I'm rationalizing. Do I imagine myself in a jungle with a primitive tribe? Am I forced to watch punishments because infliction upon some of their tribe members for various sexual misdemeanors. I could go great into detail over the tortures. The men have their penises or scrotums cut off, or a red-hot liquid force up to their urethra. The women have red-hot pokers thrust upon them slowly. And only as a civilized person, I am duly horrified of these events. But yet I'm turned on as well. How is this possible? Just now in reoccurring the fantasy to you, another upon similar lines has entered my consciousness. It's one at the Nazi camp. There's a Finnish woman torturing the men. She makes them hold their urine until they burst. She has a machine into which she inserts their penises. The machine keeps on stimulating them so that they have constant orgasms. I remember trying to conclude that particular torture, and I could think of anything except their orgasms being flaccid, and so much of the torture had been devised to follow that one, which I can't remember. The women in the camp were all very young girls. Being raped by a mad professor, the sexual partisan looked very immature, and he always managed to kill them. He adopted all sorts of techniques, but I only remember this ward full of girls, and each time in a position whereby he would examine their sexual appearance or apparatus and choose which one he was going to have on that day. And by the way, most of these fantasies or things I've read about or maybe possibly even invented in my mind. Other events take place in these fantasies, but all along in the same sadistic lines. I had once told my husband of the jungle one, and I think he was a little taken back, but it made me laugh when bringing it out to the open, because I currently didn't feel guilty about it. Why should I? For although I might be a perverted sadist somewhere down deep inside, it doesn't seem to show in my daily life. In fact, I'm a very, very gentle woman, so I can afford to laugh, feeling secure in myself and in the fact that I have disciplined this part of myself. And as I say, I had difficulty remembering some of these fantasies, but mainly because I felt them as to be a threat, and I felt guilty, and so I only indulged in them two or three times, and I quickly suppressed them. But there they are, never because I felt guilty about them, but maybe the acts of guilt of doing them. But because I feel it's such as lack of self-discipline or to overindulge oneself, anything? Let's just use our imagination. Sex is not dirty. It's supposed to be nothing but fun, enjoyable, pleasurable. So why wouldn't you? I know I definitely will.